I am going to give you a lesson today. I'm going to add something to it later, but I'm going to give you a lesson that unless you're over 60 years old, you never heard this. I'm going to plagiarize one. It's given 54 years ago. But unless you're about 10 years old at that time, you would have paid any attention to it anyway. I remember it because I was old enough. The title of the lesson is, If I Were the Devil. Now, I'm going to tell you, read you and give you this because the way things go today, this lesson was given then, but it fits the life we live in today. For the world today, the way things are going in this world, this fits completely. It hasn't changed. If I were the devil, he'd do just what he was doing then, it's what he's going to do now. But I'm going to read this to you. Then I'll tell you who gave it. It's 54 years ago. Things haven't changed that much. Really not at all. This was given April 3rd, 1965. If I were the devil, I would not be happy till I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd submit the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. To the young, I would whisper, the Bible is a myth. What's taught today in schools and what we see in public. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, O Father, which art in Washington. Our politicians would like that. Then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors to make lurid literature so exciting that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. Isn't that the way the world's going today? If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have memorizing media fanning the flames. Boy, that's sure true today. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild until before you know it, you have to drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors in every schoolhouse door. A lot of them have both right now. Within a decade, I have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon, I would have God evicted from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, then from the House of Congress. Then in his own churches, I would substitute for psychology for religion and defy science. I would lure priests and pastors to misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make a symbol of Easter an egg and a symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I would take from those who have and would give to those who want it until I have killed the incentive of the ambitious to work. And wouldn't you bet I could get a whole state to promote gambling as a way to get rich? Iowa did that. I would caution against extreme and hard work, patriotism, and moral conduct. I would convince the young and that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be, And thus I can undress you in public and lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, by the devil, I'll keep up doing what I'm doing right now. You want to know who said that 54 years ago? Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. That man knew more what's going to happen in history than 90% of the people do. That was his, April 3rd, 1965, that was his headline story that he came up with. Now think about that. Doesn't all that fit today, the way the world is running today? What the devil's doing? What you have to face in everyday walk of life? As older people, it doesn't bother me, but I think about all these young kids around here, what they had to face in their life. What the devil's throwing in front of them. That's why it's up to us to keep God's word out there in front of everybody. You think that's not true? I want to read you a story that was printed last month. This 15-year-old school kid out of Minnesota may have had some help to write this, but he wrote a story that fits along with Paul Harvey's. It fits the world today, what's happening in our schools. But he won a, the teacher gave him a good A plus on this order Arkley wrote. Now sit me down in school, for praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. The scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green, that's no offense, it's a freedom scene. The law is specific, the law is precise. Prayer spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks, pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect the pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. Who taught such judgment do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, Sunday witches, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. And the word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I might confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul please take. Think about that. That's today what one kid in school thinks it's like. It goes along with Paul Harvey's lesson. So if you think you have problems with the devil getting hold of you, the only thing I got to say to you is rely on God. Lean on him. The way things are allowed in school today, I have to admire the teachers we have because they have a lot to put up with from students wanting to run things their way, not the school or the teacher's way, with what the devil has let come in. I've got a note here that's called the will of God. When I received it, it has no author known to it, but I want to read it to you. To rely on God, no matter what age we are, to make our lives better, to overcome what the devil is throwing in front of us, this should give us a little strength. The will of God will never take you, for the grace of God cannot keep you. For the arms of God cannot support you, for the riches of God cannot supply your needs. For the power of God cannot endure you, endow you. I said endow, but taking endow can help you. The will of God will never take you, for the Spirit of God cannot work through you. The wisdom of God cannot teach you, for the army of God cannot protect you. For the hand of God cannot mold you. The will of God will never take you, for the love of God cannot unfold you. For the peace of God cannot calm your fears, for the authority of God cannot rule for you. The will of God will never take you, for the comfort of God cannot dry your tears, for the word of God cannot feed you, for the miracles of God cannot be done for you, for the omnipresence of God won't find you. Think. That's what we have to do in our lives is think. Think about what God can do for us against the devil. You think about, as we get older, we think more and more than the young people do about the end of time, what's going to happen. As a 20-year-old, I didn't think about that at all. Didn't have time in the military to think about things like that, but we didn't think about it. But more with the end of time, think about what the devil is trying to throw in front of us and get us to think about and against. Stars, at the end of time, the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall shake. Then all shall see the glory of the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He'll send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. That's why we want to be on his side, not on the devil's side in our life. Because he's going to stand to bring all to him. In this, the rest of this, it says here, I'm going to read you about 7 verses here because they're interesting to me. They go along with this thought. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son himself, but the Father knows when it's going to end. The 32nd and 33rd verse of the of Mark, the 13th chapter, is what these are. Take heed, watch, and pray. We know not what that time is. We don't know night or day when he's going to come. That's why I think every time we have services, you walk out of this building, we don't know if we'll make it to our car, we don't know if we'll make it home or make it back next time this building's doors are opened if we're alive. We don't know the time. Only God knows. For the Son of Man is a man going into a strange country and leaveth his house and giveth authority to his servants and to every man his work and commandeth a porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not the hour of the master, that when your master will come, or even at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the dawning, lest if he come suddenly he find you sleeping, not ready. And these things I say unto you, I say unto all men, watch. The devil is out there trying to get everybody to stumble. He's working. He's doing what he did before, what he's still doing. He's doing the same old thing. Get back into John's vision in the book of Revelation. in the 12th chapter. I'll ask you a question before I read this. You think the devil's not out there today working on you, trying to get you to stumble? This has to do with Michael and the archangels. I'm going to read some verses here on this one. There was a battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. But they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, was cast out, which deceiveth all the world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. You think he's not here trying to make us stumble? He's down here working every second of the day and night, because God cast him out of heaven. Down here to work. Because the devil wasn't going to be alone, and he goes to hell. He don't want to be alone by himself. He wants company. That's why he's working on all of us. But they overcome him by the blood of that lamb and by the word of that testimony, that they loved not their lives, were not lost in death. Not lost in vain. The devil is still out there working. Each and every second of day and night. Something he's been doing since creation. Or since he was kicked out of heaven, he's been out there working on everybody. Working to not be alone. The book of Acts, Paul was in dispute with the synagogue, with the Jews. He says, therefore he disputeth in the synagogue with the Jews and with them that were religion, and in the marketplace with whom he met. He talks with them, everybody. He's stood in the midst of Mars Hill Street. Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and behold your devotions, I found an altar which was written to the unknown God, whom ye then ignorantly worship, him I show unto you. That's what the devil has been pushing around to get people to worship. Not God, but something man-made. God made the world, and all things that are therein, seeth that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither dwells with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth us to all life, breath, and all things. And hath made of us one blood, all mankind, to dwell on all face of the earth, and hath assigned the seasons which were ordained before, and the bounds of their habitation. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain of our own poets have said, we are also by his generations. Time fast. Ignorance God winked at. But now he monsters men everywhere to repent. Because he appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he appointed, whom he hath given an assurance to all men that he may raise him from the dead. Are you ready today to bless us strictly to God forever? Or are you going to let the devil direct how you work on this earth, and how you live and what you do? With Paul Harvey's lesson and the rest of it, I read that what would do. If I were the devil, I would do the same thing I'm doing, because he's doing a good job of it, confusing people of this world to follow him and not God. Years ago, I was told once the quickest way to get a following of people to start a new religion. You try to count the different religious groups in the world today, there's probably 300 of them. But there's only one that God proclaims. With the devil's help, there's a lot of them. So as you're given an opportunity to study God's word more and understand better than what the devil has showed in front of you, or trying to throw in front every day, because he's still out there working. Working to get somebody to be with him. God's son, Christ's out there working too. They're not doing the dirty work that the devil is. They're trying to be honest, loving, upright with what they're teaching. So think about that this day. As you face another week of all the stumbling things that the devil rolls in front of us in our everyday walk of life. Because he's going to continue doing what he's been doing for all his generations. Try to confuse you, make you stumble. So think about all those things today, and especially if you're not a child of his today, not a child of God today, think about what the devil can be doing to you, the influence he can throw on you. Because you don't have God's strength to rely upon to help you in your everyday walk of life. So if you're not a child of his today, think about becoming it. Because he's standing here with open arms to welcome anybody that wants to become a child of his. It's great that he is there that way. Willing, so loving and caring. The devil's not loving and caring. He just wants somebody to be suffering like he has. That's what he's working on. So if you need to be our child outside of him today, think about becoming his child. And if you feel you might have stumbled and offended him, now's the time to make it right. Because we might not be here tomorrow. None of us know. Everybody thinks plans what they're going to do tomorrow, but that's what God wills. We never know if we'll make it tomorrow or not. So whatever your heart desire is, what you think, feel you need to do today to make yourself right with God, come forward and state that as we stand and sing a song that's been chosen.